Welcome to the Excel Pod.
Hey everyone, welcome to another Organic Christianity. Again, I'm Matt Jones. I'm the preaching minister at the Hilldale Church of Christ in Clarksville, Tennessee. And what organic Christianity is and what we're striving to do through this podcast and through these videos is try to help you see the scriptures for how God wrote them. So what we're going to be doing is we're going to be using context clues. We're going to be looking at it, trying to read it, even sometimes using our own English grammar rules, help us understand what's being said and ultimately what God meant by these verses. And then we're going to take that meaning that God intended this verse to mean, and we're going to apply it to our lives as Christians today. Now, what we've been doing for the past few weeks is we've been looking at these Beatitudes of Revelation. And what a Beatitude is these statements that are talking about those who are blessed. You'll see them a lot in Matthew chapter 5 when Jesus is preaching his Sermon on the Mount. He actually starts with a list of Beatitudes, blessed are those statements. And these past 3 weeks, we've looked at Revelation chapter 1, verse 3 is one of those Beatitudes of Revelation, Revelation 14, verse 13, and Revelation 16, verse 15. And what we're going to do today is look at Revelation 19, chapter 19, verse 9. Now, if you're watching this on YouTube, you'll notice the text on the screen. But if you are listening to this through podcast, feel free to have your Bible open. Unless you're driving your car, please don't do that. That would be dangerous. But notice what is said here in Revelation chapter 19, verse 9. Then he said to me, write, blessed are those who are invited to the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he said to me, these are the true words of God. All right, so we're jumping in to a little bit later on in chapter 19, so you may be asking yourself, what's happening in Revelation 19? It's a really cool chapter because it's a celebratory chapter at the very beginning. The celebration is coming because we just witnessed the great harlot being destroyed. If you look at Revelation 17 and 18, the great harlot ultimately is the figurative representation of the city of Rome, the great idolatrous and sexually immoral city. It's now been destroyed because Jesus brought judgment upon this city. And then there is this massive celebration that happens at the very beginning of chapter 19. Notice, hallelujah, verse 3, her smoke rises up forever and ever. And you have this praising going on because Jesus, God, has provided this judgment and this avenging wrath on this city for his saints. Now, that's when you also get into verse 7. Notice, let us rejoice and be glad and give glory to him, for the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his bride has made herself ready. And it was given to her to clothe herself in fine linen, bright and clean, for the fine linen is the righteous acts of the saints. And that's when he said to me, write this, blessed are those who are invited to the marriage supper of the Lamb. These are the true words of God. Blessed are those who are invited, that are getting to come, that are being called to come to this supper of the Lamb, this marriage feast. And what you find in verses 7 and 8 is this bride that's getting to come to this particular feast are those who are dressed in fine linen, and that fine linen is the righteous acts of the saints. From my understanding, this is the people of God, those who are living for God. And in the New Testament, in the time of Christ, during Christianity, that's the church, those who are in the body of Christ, that are living for him, that are doing these righteous acts, those are the ones that are blessed. And they're also blessed because they're getting to come to this supper, to this time where the bridegroom and the bride will finally be together. You may want to think to yourself, well, I remember in the Gospel of Matthew, there was a parable about this marriage banquet feast. And you'd be right. In Matthew 22, verses 1 through 14-ish right there, Jesus is preaching a parable on this particular supper. Now, in this account, what we're finding in the parable in Matthew, what we find is the master, the one that is throwing this feast, is sending out his slaves to go and invite these certain people. And what we find in that moment is they have excuses. They're not wanting to come. And then ultimately he's like, hey, fine, just go everywhere and start inviting everyone. And you'll notice that few will actually accept the invite, but many had been invited. You see, that's in reference to the Jews being the first ones to be called to the kingdom of God, to the church. And then ultimately, Acts chapter 10, we see the Gentiles now being invited, being called as well. In 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 14, the calling is done through the preaching of God's gospel, of the gospel of Jesus, and that's how people are able to come into this relationship. And so what we find today and what we understand here is, okay, blessed are those who are coming to this feast. It's this message of salvation, being a part of the church and being a part of the groom's body, I guess you could say, his bride, because he will save his bride. We understand that from Ephesians 5, verse 23. He'll save his body. And we want to be in that body. And we want to be at this feast. And so if you have heard the gospel call and you have obeyed that gospel message, a great encouragement we can take is, how blessed are we, those who are going to remain faithful and living for God and continuing to do these righteous acts. We will get to be these people at this great banquet feast. Now, the flip side to that is if you have not obeyed that gospel call, maybe someone has come into your life and they have been trying to encourage you and teaching you the gospel and calling you to God's church and you have not obeyed, this statement's not for you. You are not blessed, according to what John is saying here, because you will not be coming to that supper feast, that great banquet feast between the bride and his groom, or the bride and her groom, or the groom and his bride. Now, I would encourage you, those of you who have been invited and you're going to be in this supper feast, you're a Christian, you're living faithfully to God, and you are conquering this world, I guess you could say, keep inviting. Keep calling people with the gospel and trying to bring them into God's church. Please answer that call if you're not a part of the Lord's church. Now, I hope this has been understandable to you. It's kind of an interesting moment here in Revelation 19, but I think there's a lot of encouragement that we can take of being invited to this marriage supper of the Lamb, being a part of the church and getting to be in this moment of salvation. Now, again, if you ever have any questions, feel free to reach out to me. Thank you again for tuning in this week, and be ready for another one next week as we look at Revelation chapter 20.